This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Unfortunately, we have a couple of our members in hospital at the moment, and I would like to let them know that we are thinking of them and hoping that they get well soon. Last week, Lime FM, our local FM broadcast station, went off the air. As part of the agreement between our club and the Lime FM management, Peter, VK5BE, hot-footed it up to the bluff to see if he could find the problem and fix it. After extensive testing, he decided that the fault lay with the defective circuit breaker, and an electrician was called in. All good now, and the station is cranking out its programs once again. We are very happy to keep Lime FM on the air, as in exchange for the expertise which our club has within its ranks, we have been allowed to use tower space for our repeater antennas, and a decently large hut has been granted to us to house all of the repeater equipment. So far, this is working out very well for our club, and we are very grateful to Lime FM for agreeing to help us out in this way. We are still working on getting all of the antennas and the gear itself moved over from the old compound and tower, but it should all be completed very soon. We've been very lucky over the last few months in that we have gained 3 or 4 new members. Thanks to Tim, VK5AV, they all now have a licence and can get on air. Well done, Tim, and welcome aboard to the newly minted amateurs concerned. We must now make a determined effort to finish off the outside broadcast hut, as the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, which will be the main use for the hut, is rapidly approaching, Friday the 8th to Sunday the 10th of November inclusive. Much of the work has been done, but some of the rack equipment needs to be installed, the operating desk needs to be built, and the stand which will hold all of the TV monitors still needs to be constructed. I'm sure that it will all be completed in good time, and it will remove some of the somewhat frenzied setup procedure. Anything that can save us time and physical effort in setting up and breaking down gear after the event is very, very welcome. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody. Once again, it's Les here, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Now, next Friday, the 27th of September, will be a technical night at the North East Radio Club, and it will be a practical workshop to construct a coat hanger antenna for the 2 metre and 70 centimetre ham bands. Now you'll need to bring along the components to construct this project, a couple of wire coat hangers and some coaxial cable and connectors, a tape measure, a junction box, wire cutting tools and soldering gear. Now this project can be seen on a YouTube video by Mike M0MSN, and it's called The Coat Hanger Antenna 2 meter 70 centimeter dipole. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start, and it'll be a great practical night. And on Tuesday the 1st of October, the North East Radio Club will be attending the Tea Tree Gully Men's Shed at the Holden Hill Community Centre, which is at 78 Valiant Road, Holden Hill. And the idea is that we'll be showing members of that men's club the great hobby of amateur radio. And it starts at 1 p.m. and we're going to be hoping to have an on-air activity on repeaters, simplex channels and HF to demonstrate on-air contacts to all the members of the Men's Shed. So come along and help spread the word about amateur radio. And of course, don't forget all the usual things that the Northeast Radio Club does every week. The Coffee Club on Wednesday mornings at the Tea Tree Gully Library, and the F-Troop Net Friday afternoons on the Link Repeater Network. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last Friday night, we had our September meeting, with a presentation from Adam, VK5GA, on portable satellite operations. This talk was recorded, and you can find it on the AREG website. Thanks again to Adam for a great presentation. AREG's amateur radio car boot sale is coming up on Saturday the 26th of October, and the seller spots are starting to fill up. This event will again be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9:30 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. There'll be plenty of spots for sellers in our car park area, and we'll also be inviting all the amateur radio clubs in the area to participate in the whole area. We're also happy to announce that Elite Communications will be at the event, and there'll also be microwave band demonstrations happening outside. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. We're now accepting bookings, so please email vk5arg@areg.org.au to reserve your spot. AREG's next event is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held on Friday the 4th of October, with hunters arriving at the start around 6 p.m. and departing at 6:30 p.m. for the hunt. Our start location is the Beaumont Road car park just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking for volunteers to help hide the fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, please contact Mark at vk5arg@areg.org.au. As usual, for more information on AREG's upcoming events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB, deputising for John, VK5RJ, who is still on safari in VK6. At our meeting last Thursday, we had an entertaining presentation from John, VK5EMI, on the subject of his cousin Brian Wall. Therefore, John's talk was entitled The Life of Brian. Brian Wall was a University of Adelaide electronics graduate of the 1950s, who spent a life in science and exploration. After graduating, he worked at Phillips at Hendon and then worked for ANARI at Wilkes Base on ionosonde data recordings for sending to the US Ionospheric Prediction Service. His Antarctica call was VK0 Charlie X-ray. He learned his CW from Rob, VK5RG. On return from Antarctica, he worked with the CSIRO. Thank you, John, for a very informative and well-illustrated talk. There'll be another fascinating presentation at our next meeting on Thursday, the 17th of October. We had four new members join AHARS on Thursday, Paul, Steve, Greg and Keith. A big welcome to you all, and do come up on the AHARS 2-metre net on Monday night and join us. Details are on our website, ahars.au. And we have badges ready for Steve, VK5 Sugar Papa Alpha, and Andy, VK5 Oscar Hotel Mike. So please pick them up at our next meeting. Our next lunch will be this coming Friday, 27th September, at the Blackwood RSL. All are welcome. Last week, we had an email from Hugh, Whiskey Alpha 2 Zulu Oscar Tango in Fayetteville, New York, seeking information on Lloyd Butler's loop antenna designs. Richard found them for him and sent the information, for which Hugh was most grateful. Technical inquiries to AHARS are indeed many and varied. For example, Paul VK5PH, who owns, maintains and operates the Ironstone Range Kiwi SDR, frequently gets overseas contacts of thanks from happy users of Ironstone Range. If you've never used it, look it up now, give it a try. sdr.ironstonerange.com. It's a great resource. Lastly, it's the southern vernal equinox today, when the sun moves south of the celestial equator for the first time since 21st of March. So you should expect spring to arrive soon, or at least it's been trying to. Anyway, that's all today. So 73 from AHARS.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.